Margaret McCarthy was a bookkeeper and office manager, but now in her early 60s, she's content volunteering as treasurer of her church. Without full-time employment, though, she's buying her own health insurance, an Anthem policy that, until recently, she was happy with. That is, until she learned that the state's largest insurer was limiting the number of hospitals for its new plans sold through the Affordable Care Act.
I do not want to give up my doctor. And that's plural, doctors. Every doctor I see is affiliated with Frisbee.
The Rochester facility is one of 10 New Hampshire hospitals excluded from the network, a move Anthem says reduces the price tag for these plans by 25%. McCarthy isn't tempted by that lower price, but if she buys a different plan that includes her doctors, she's out nearly $3,000 because she wouldn't be able to access subsidies through healthcare.gov. So along with Frisbee, McCarthy filed a complaint with the insurance department. She says she's happy to be the face of this fight.
Absolutely. I feel like I was the voice for all the people that sort of got left out of this network.
That voice, though, may not be enough to actually change the situation in New Hampshire. During 5.5 hours of testimony Wednesday, lawyers for both the insurance department and Anthem presented evidence they say proves the narrow network doesn't violate any laws. One factor that regulators consider before approving plans is if patients are within a reasonable distance to in-network doctors and hospitals, say 15 miles to a primary care practice. Richard McCaffrey, a lawyer for the insurance department, used thumbtacks on an oversized map of Stratford County to show McCarthy that she wouldn't have to travel all that far to the next nearest hospital.
You know, your house as the crow flies is 11 miles from Wentworth Douglas, right?
That's about right, yeah.
Yep, and you're about three and a half...
Hard to travel in a car that way, though.
It is, I know. You need a helicopter.
And there's the question of if the department has the legal ability to tell Anthem who to make its deals with. Here's an exchange between McCaffrey and Department Deputy Commissioner Alex Feldwebel.
Does either of our network adequacy laws, 420J7 or INS 2701, allow the insurance department to dictate to an insurance company, say Anthem, that it must contract with any particular hospitals, providers, or other medical providers or services?
No, we don't have that authority.
Lawyers for Margaret McCarthy question that lack of authority. They say if there's been a wrong committed here, the department does have the power to make it right. Insurance Department Commissioner Roger Savini will get the final say on the issue. He's giving both sides 2 more weeks to submit any final paperwork before he issues a ruling. Frisbee President Al Felgar says regardless of the outcome, he's happy the issue is finally getting its day.
Well, let's see what the commissioner says. Maybe there's some compromise here. You know, compromise is part of life.
The whole issue may resolve itself in 2015. That's when more insurance companies will likely begin selling plans through the exchange that have a much broader network of hospitals. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.